10 minutes until game time in Fremont, Nebraska. We say good afternoon as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Midland Warriors. A pair of basketball games set to begin at 2 o'clock with the women's contest, and the men's contest will follow at about 4 o'clock. On a day that feels more like we're on the back end of winter rather than the start of winter, we get going with Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball again. Five games to go till the Christmas break, and a pivotal five games for both Dort College teams coming up, and it all starts this afternoon in Fremont. For the Dort College Defenders, they are playing a women's basketball team from Midland who has lost five in a row after starting the year with three wins. Midland, though, is back to full strength. They have their leading rebounder back in the lineup after she was out with injury for four games. For the Dort College Defenders, they are smarting from a loss to Dakota Wesleyan this past Wednesday at the Corn Palace, where they scored a lot of points, but they gave up a lot of points. We talked to Coach Craig Steensma about that earlier this afternoon, and he shared his thoughts on that Dakota Wesleyan contest, among other things, on our pregame show. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here's the interview with Coach Craig Steensma. Midland Warriors, Great Plains Athletic Conference action this afternoon in women's play. The Dort College Defenders coming off a loss to Dakota Wesleyan. And, Coach, first of all, let's talk about that game just a little bit in terms of offensive production, as good a ball game as you have played this year. Defensively, though, you'd like to do some things differently than you did Wednesday night.
Right. You know, they give them a lot of credit offensively, but we would like to have made some changes defensively or gotten more stops. Would have helped us to win the game. And we feel pretty good when we have turnovers, you know, 10 turnovers and score in the 80s, we think we're going to win, you know. And so our defense has to show up today, and we have to be more productive on the defensive side of the ball today.
Midland, a team that has a new coach. It's their first year, so you can't rely on past experience for scouting reports. What are you seeing from Midland here early in the season that you prepare for today?
Well, they're a very well-prepared team, and they're very talented. You know, a lot of quick guards. And they can really score in the post. They'll get a girl back today, Tramer, who's going to play, who's been their best scorer and rebounder in the post for the last few years. And they also have a D2 transfer from Morehead State. She's been averaging about 15 a game. She's a 6'2 lefty post player. Really nice player. When she gets the ball, she gets good things done. She's a high percentage, gets fouled a lot. So we'll have our work cut out for us in the post defensively, but we just have to be able to try to get stops throughout the entire 40 minutes.
You have talked about your depth this season, and you have had that depth tested already, and that Danelle Bone was injured early in the year. You had to bring some younger guards along more quickly. Here this week, you are without Elise Marish, as she has been ill and under the weather. I don't see her in uniform again today. Your depth is tested, but you have said this week you have players, and if you're going to be deep, you have players who need to play.
Yeah, we have players that can easily step up and that would love to have the chance, and they'll get the chance today because you're right, Mike, Elise will not play today. And so just make a few adjustments in our rotation, and it means more minutes for other people and opportunities. So, you know, we're excited to be here, and it'll be a challenge, but it'll be a fun challenge, and you know, we just have to make sure that we play our hearts out on defense and then that we get our smart on offense and get good shots on the offensive end.
You talk about Midland's post players, and it sounds like that's where their strength is. What can you take advantage of? You talk about controlling that, but what can you take advantage of?
Well, I think that we can get open outside shots if we move the ball well, and I think we can get to the basket. I think we can attack the basket on some of their guards, and hopefully we can get to the free throw line a lot. One of our goals would be to be able to get to the free throw line, you know, more than what they do, and so that'll be a focus for us in the locker room.
There you have it from Coach Craig Steensma talking about the keys for today's contest and for the Dort College Defenders. This is one of those games, when you look at the standings, if you want to break into the top five or six in the conference, you need to get a win like this. Dort College has had a couple of those situations already this season and have come up on the short end against Mount Marty at home and on the road at Dakota Wesleyan this past Wednesday. If you want to be in the top five or six in this conference, those are the type of games that you must win. It's pretty unforgiving when you face those top four teams, top five teams in the league in terms of where they stack up nationally. So those wins are going to be hard to come by. These are the ones you want to get. The Midland women are 3-5 this season, 0-3 in the GPAC. The wins and losses have come in succession. They had three wins over Kansas Wesleyan, Johnson and Wales and Tabor to start the season. Five losses in a row to Peru State, twice. Northwestern, Hastings, and Concordia followed from November 10th to the present. The Warriors average 73.5 points per game but allow 81.4 points per outing. The Warriors are shooting 39.8% for success and allow opponents to make 41.4%. The Warriors have out-rebounded teams 47.6 to 38.4, but have been bothered by turnover problems where they have committed 190 in eight contests. And foes have given the ball up just 126 times in those eight competitions. Taylor Shepherd scores 14.9 points per game with 8.9 rebounds and is converting nearly 50% of her shots. Jamila Johnson clips off 11.5 points per game with 4.8 rebounds, and Joelle Anderson is scoring 11.4 points per game with 6.4 rebounds. Jamie Tramer has averaged 11 points per game and 13.3 rebounds and has played in three games. She played in the first two games of the season, returned to action in the loss to Concordia earlier this week. For the Defender women, they're 4-6 this year, 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have a win over Doan. That was 2 weeks ago. Since then, they've lost a couple. The Defenders have scored 69.5 points per game. They allow 58.2 points per outing. The Defenders have scored over 80 points on four occasions this season and have out-rebounded teams 40.6 to 35.6. Short College has forced 21.5 turnovers per game and give the ball up 18.2 times per contest. The opponents have been limited to 39.3% shooting. Opponents have converted 36.4% shooting. Caravan Dyke leads the team with an average of 14.5 points per game, and she takes down 8.3 rebounds per outing. She also converts 52.5% of her field goal tries. Brianna Sprunk scores 10.5 points per game and gets to 5.5 rebounds. Kayla Brookeis is scoring 12.6 points per game in five outings this season, and she has 16 assists. Elise Marish contributes 8.9 points per game with 6.7 rebounds, and Jasmine Skelhas is converting 7.1 points per game and has made 14 three-point shots, sharing team honors in that category with Kayla Brookeis. We have the starters up on the board. Let's take a look at those for both teams. First of all, for the hosts, Dakota Wesleyan. They will start number 10, Midland. Jamie Tramer is a 5'10 post player from Omaha, Nebraska. Jamie Tramer is averaging 11 points per game. Also in the starting lineup will be number 14, Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht is averaging 3 points per contest. She is a 5'11 junior from Campbell, Nebraska. Number 15 is Jamila Johnson, a 5'8 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 11.5 points per game. Joelle Anderson is a 5'10 sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 11.4 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup is Taylor Shepherd. Shepherd is a 6'2 post player from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging a team-high 14.9 points per game. A key for the Dart College Defenders this afternoon will be controlling Shepherd. For the Dart College Defenders, they will start number 5, Kayla Brookeis. Brookeis, a junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, she's averaging 12.6 points per game. Jasmine Skelhas is a sophomore from Pella, Iowa. She's 5'7". She wears number 11. She's averaging 7.1 points per contest. Number 21 is Emily Newman. Newman is a 5'11 freshman from Maplewood, Minnesota. And Newman is averaging 2.1 points per game. Number 31 is Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke's a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. And she is averaging 14.5 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Dort College Defenders, Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk is a 5'11 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, and she is averaging 10.5 points per game. Some of the players for Dort College off of the bench you'll hear about. Danelle Bone, 5.3 points per game, a junior from Sibley, Iowa. Jessica Jelsma, a junior from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 4.5 points per game. Micah Hulse, a freshman from Grand Rapids, she's averaging 3 points per contest. And Jamie Cook from Randolph, Wisconsin, averages 4.9 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We have had the national anthem. We are set to go through the starting lineups. We've given you those already. So let's take a look That's the last time these two teams played. You have to go back to December and January of last season. In the series, Dort College leads the series 11-4. They swept the meetings last year. Dort won the December 12th meeting in Sioux Center by a final of 65-43 behind 14 points by Elise Marish and 12 points and 13 rebounds by Kira Van Dyke. Van Dyke also had five blocked shots. Midland was topped by Jamie Tramer with 10 points and Jamila Johnson at 9 points of the loss. Dort College also won in Fremont, 63-56 on January the 14th. Dort was paced by Jamie Cook's 19 points as she made 10 of 11 free throws. Danielle Steffen scored 14, Johnson at 12. This time it was Midland holding a 39-36 rebounding advantage. The head coach for the Midland Warriors is Matt Fritsch. Fritsch is coaching in his first year after the retirement of Joanne Bracker, longtime head coach for the Midland Warriors, from the bench. She's still employed at Midland and is in their hyper and kinesiology department. We've got a foul away from the ball after Midland controls the basketball, and running through pick is Emily Newman, and Newman gets called for the foul for Emily Newman, the freshman from the Twin Cities area. That is foul number one. So Midland will inbound the basketball. Lob pass over the top. Left-handed shot in the lane is no good by Taylor Shepard. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus gets the basketball up the floor quickly over to Newman. Newman on the right wing picks up her dribble. Newman looking for the dump-out pass. Gets it away to Kira Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke dribbles down to the baseline. Cut off there. Leans in. Could have been called for an offensive foul. Is not. Now the lob pass down to her on the re-entry pass. Van Dyke's shot is up and down. Dort College is on the board first, 2-0. 2-0 our score under a minute into the contest. Dort College takes the lid off of the bucket. Hopefully that is signs of things to come. Ruprecht with the basketball at the top of the key, guarded closely there by Skelhaus. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Pass goes down low to Taylor Shepard. Shepard whistles it outside to Tramer. Tramer down to the baseline. 7 to shoot. The runner on the way is no good by Jamila Johnson. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here they come. Skelhaus changes directions with the right hand as Johnson comes up to jammer. Came up to the free throw line to try and slow her down. Dort College with the basketball. Out front it is Brookeis. Brookeis working against Johnson. Dribbles in, draws to the double team. Kick out over to Sprunk. Baseline jumper. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Joelle Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Gives it up to Johnson. She takes it across the stripe for the Warrior emblem at midcourt. Pass goes right side, Joelle Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. We are seated in the balcony area here at the Midland University gym. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tapped out and last touch by Jamie Tramer after the missed shot by Taylor Shepard from the right block. She fired it off over her shoulder, missed it. Dort College has the basketball. With it is Brookeis. Dort College playing with a 2-0 lead. Into the front court with the basketball is Dort College. Skelhaus, right side it goes Newman. Newman with the basketball, deep right corner. Newman, still looking. Newman into the lane, double team. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke looking for someone passed to after using upper dribble. Goes over to Newman. Midland playing man-to-man defense as well. Brookeis thought about the three, hesitated, shuffled her feet, tried to get set, and she gets called for traveling after she got her feet set. Our officials today, Brad Dahl, Barry DeKay, and Dave Bryant. Some new faces in the refereeing ranks this season in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Johnson in the backcourt. She fires it ahead to Anderson. Anderson across the timeline. She goes right side over to Ruprecht. Ruprecht, lob pass down low. Shepard. Shepard with a left hand. Too strong off of the glass, but Van Dyke can't take the rebound down. Had it on her hands, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Midland basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ruprecht will inbound the basketball. Ruprecht looking, goes into the left corner. Head fake by Anderson. Anderson down to the baseline. Her 10-footer is good. We're tied up 2-2. 2-2 our score, 17-27 left to go in the first half. We have our first tie of the basketball game. The two teams exchanging early buckets. Comes out to Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. Sprunk passes left side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Sprunk, right side it goes to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Back over to Skelhaus. 22 feet from the basket. Puts it on the floor twice. Left elbow. Kick out pass Newman. Newman right wing three-pointer. No good. Midland controls. Into the front court. Johnson. Johnson fires it ahead to Ruprecht. Ruprecht all the way down to the baseline. Nothing there. Dort College looks like they might be in a zone here. Dort College mixing their defenses up. Now they'll match up with 14 seconds on the shot clock. Pass goes left side. Jamila Johnson will put up the three. Missed it, no good. Long rebound, fight for it, and now foul called on the play against Jamila Johnson, trying to track down her own missed shot. And the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back. 16:36 left to play. First half, 2-2 our score. Both teams struggling to find their range. New players checking in for Midland. Olga Lantana into the contest. Also checking in, number 20, Darian Moon. Dort College basketball in the backcourt is Sprock. Sprock to Skelhas. Skelhas on the left side, Sprock. Sprock with the basketball, gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right elbow. Brookice, three-pointer, faded away, and it's short, no good. Rebound taken away by Moon. Moon quickly into the front court. Moon with the dribble on the left side, cut off there by Brookice. They pass it down low, ball's down on the floor. That's going to force a jump ball, alternating possession. On the tie-up, it will be Dort College basketball. 2-2 our score. Nearly 4 minutes into this contest, both teams struggling to put the ball in the basket. With the ball, bringing it up is Sprock. Sprock across half court. Brianna Sprock with the ball, driving in. Right side it goes Newman. Dort College has not gotten it into the post regularly here in the first 4 minutes. The one time they did, they got a bucket. Sprock with it on the baseline, faces up, drives into Tramer. Shot no good, has it stripped away from her. Joelle Anderson comes up with it. Moon ahead of the pack it comes. Here come the Warriors. Pass goes right side to Anderson. Anderson lob pass down low. With it is Stefan, and Danielle Stefan, who also checked in at the last break, gives Midland a 4-2 lead. 4-2 our score. Skelhas into the front court to the free throw line. 10-footer floated it. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Too quick by Skelhas. She kicked it off the heel. Midland into the front court. Moon. Moon tries to thread the needle. It's taken away by Brookice. Brookice, one player to beat. She doesn't have the numbers. She's going to drive in anyhow. Shuffled her feet. No call made. And Brookice gets the steal and the layup on the other end as she goes coast to coast. And the defenders tie it up at the 15:07 mark of the first half. Midland with the basketball. Pass goes left side, Moon. Moon turns it over. Here come the defenders. Sprock, right side, Skelhas. Sets, fires, three, knock it down. Three-point basket, Jasmine Skelhas, and the Dort College defenders lead 7-4. 7-4 our score. Midland with the basketball. Coming back the other way quickly is Tramer. Tramer dumps it off Stefan. Stefan, layup good. Danielle Stefan with the two-point basket. Dort College's lead is down to one at 7-6. Sprock steps up, 15-footer. She knocks it down from the right wing. I was just going to say awfully quick that time, but Sprunk got an open look at a 15-footer, and she knocks it straight through, and the defenders have a three-point lead. Midland in the backcourt being bothered by the trapping defense by the defenders. Sprunk forcing the ball on the floor, and Midland wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Midland Warriors. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Midland basketball after the timeout. The Midland Warriors forced to use a timeout after Dort College put a full-court pressure defense on. Midland has not handled it well. Midland with the basketball in the backcourt is Moon, and Moon is fouled on the play by Micah Hulst. Hulst just checked into the ballgame in place of Brianna Sprunk. Jessica Gelsman is also on the floor along with Danelle Bone. Van Dyke remains on the floor. She is the lone starter still on the floor as Brookice, Sprunk, Skelhas and Newman make their way to the bench. Midland with a basketball, fresh 30 to work with. They don't need much of it as they fire it across half court. Sammy Hislop with a pass, left side over to Stefan. Stefan Moon, Moon three, long, no good. Rebound taken away by Bone. Run out, Gelsma. Gelsma has two players charging hard behind her. Lays it up with the left hand, and Jessica Gelsma finishes at the rim. She's got the two-point basket, and Dort College leads it 11-6. 11-6 our score, Midland into the front court. Pass goes left side over to Moon. Moon with the ball. Moon passes right side. Midland with the basketball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Give it over to Hislop. Hislop driving in. Wraparound pass. Shot is up. Count the hoop. And Danielle Stefan will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play after the dump off by Moon underneath to Stefan. Stefan with 6 points early in this ballgame, helping Midland stay in it. They trail 11-8. She's got a chance here to cut the lead down to two. Dort College taking advantage of their full-court pressing defense to get some easy baskets. And as the conference season goes along, easy baskets are more and more difficult to come by. Stefan will step up. She's a 50% free throw shooter, and that time she misses. Rebound, though, tapped out, and stepping on the end line out of bounds is Taylor Shepherd. North College maintains an 11-8 lead. 11-8, North College in front. With it in the backcourt is Jelsma. Jelsma takes it across half court. She's got it on the left wing. Penetrates. Kick out. Bone. Bone. Three. In and out. No good. Rebound below. Tap. Controlled by Van Dyke. No. Flips it out to Hulst. Hulst gets it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Donnell Bone goes over to Cook. Cook with the ball at the top of the key. Cook goes underneath Hulst. Hulst has a wide open shot. Lays it up and down. Michael Hulst with a 2-point basket. North College leads 13-8. 13-8 our score. Quickly up the floor. Midland not wasting any time. Shot is up. Partially blocked. Danielle Stefan has her shot blocked by Michael Hulst. Here come the defenders. Long pass into the front court. Cook. Cook. In traffic. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And she will go to the free throw line to take a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throws shot by the defenders in this ballgame. So Jamie Cook to step up and shoot a pair of free throws. First one is up and good. She's got another one coming. So Jamie Cook gives Dort College a 13-8 lead, and she makes it 14-8 with another made free throw. 15-8, beg your pardon. They were slow in getting that first point up, so now it's 15-8. North College plus 7. 12:35 left to go in this first half. Ball tipped by Van Dyke. Comes back over. Left side. Shot is good by Danielle Stefan. She's been the recipient of several passes underneath the basket. Midland breaks the North College press. North College has been susceptible to giving up easy shots. Jelsma wrestles the ball away from Sammy Hislop. Kicks it into the corner. Bone, a high archer. Rainbow, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Midland basketball. Checking into the contest for the defenders is Sprunt. Checking out Van Dyke. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Midland basketball after the substitutions. With it is Shepherd at the free throw line, trying to get around Hulst, and she travels with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. Dort College leads at 15-10. 11:55 left to go in the first half. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up is Jamie Cook. Cook spins, gets it away to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Donnell Bone passes right side to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball out front. Jelsma goes right side over to Sprunk. Sprunk on the wing, well beyond the three-point line. Lobs it down low for Jelsma. Jelsma kick out pass Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone drives in. Can't get it to go. It's off the heel, but Donnell Bone able to penetrate. Causes the problems on the collapsing defense, and Danelle Bone, a 60% free throw shooter, will shoot a pair. Well, you heard Coach Craig Steensma talk about that during the pregame interview, that he wants his team, wanted his team to be able to penetrate, get into the lane, and that would create some havoc, and it has thus far. First free throw by Bone is good. She's got another one coming. She's now 4-for-6 and misses that one, so she's 4-for-7 for the season. Micah Hulst taps the offensive rebound out of bounds, and the defenders lead 16-10. It'll be Midland basketball, length of the floor in front of them. 11:31 left to go in the first half. Midland basketball across the timeline is Johnson. Jamila Johnson goes left side over to Tramer. Tramer feeds it down low to Stefan. Stefan with the basketball. Stefan comes to Johnson. Johnson goes right side to Anderson. Anderson, layup, good. Joelle Anderson with the two-point basket. Midland, poorly as they seem to be playing, hanging around, trailing by four. 11 minutes left to go in the first half. Left side pass goes over to Jelsma. Jelsma, lob pass to Cook. Cook in the lane, spins with the left hand, scoops it up, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Danielle Stefan. Stefan with the basketball. Steffen goes right side to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson gives it up to Steffen. Steffen left side, Johnson. Johnson kicks the pass right side, Anderson. Anderson three is good. Joel Anderson with 7 points, and just like that, it's back to a one-point ball game at 16-15. With it left side, they go to Holst. Holst driving in, lays it up, fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Danielle Steffen is going to be whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on Steffen. Free throws on the way for Holst. A 36% free throw shooter, and it's time for her to start making some improvements in that area, and she does with a made free throw. Another free throw on the way for Holst. 5 for 12 for the season. A second free throw on the way for Holst. This one's up. No good. Holst makes one of two, and the defenders lead 17-15. Pass down low, tipped and controlled by Sprock. Sprock double dribbles with it, though. She had to dribble it to control the ball. And then as traffic cleared, she gets called for the double dribble as initially a player from Midland came back to get into the passing lane. She hesitated. She was dragging her pivot foot. If she doesn't get called for the double dribble, she in all likelihood is going to get called for the travel. One way or the other, she was going to turn it over. 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Dort College leads 17-15. Spinner in the lane, shot no good, but a rebound tapped by Sprock off of a Midland player, Jamila Johnson, and the Dort College defenders have the basketball. So Dort College gets it back. Into the front court with the basketball is Newman. Newman running the point. She passes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the wing. Van Dyke back over to Skelhaus, used up her dribble. Comes right side Newman. Newman refuses to shoot the perimeter shot. Sprock in the lane, and Sprock is fouled on the play, and Brianna will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College has spread their scoring around here in the opening half, the opening 10-plus minutes. Six different players have scored a field goal. Another two have scored via the free throw. Brianna Sprock makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. She makes them both. She's 34 for 50 for the season, 68% now, and the defenders lead 19-15. 19-15, our score. Left side pass, Joelle Anderson. Anderson shot, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Midland, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against the Dort College defenders. So Midland will inbound the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Olga Wenentanda checks the ball in. Wenentanda passes it back over to Anderson. Anderson, Wenentanda shot, good. Wenentanda with a two-point basket. Back on the other end, shot is up. It hangs on the rim, and Newman gets the driving layup to go. Emily Newman, the ninth Dort College player to score, and the defenders lead 21-17. Dort College playing for the second game in a row without Elise Marish. Marish ill this week. Good to see her back in uniform whenever that occurs. Jamie Tramer on the back end of the press break. She gets the easy bucket. Dort College leads 21-19. So, Elise, if you are listening, we can't wait to get you back in uniform, but get better soon. Turnover by the defenders. 8:43 left to go in the first half. Dort College leads it 21-19. 8:43 remaining in the first half. Moon will bring the basketball up, guarded by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Moon. Moon has it at center court circle. She spins in danger of turning it over. Now hands it off to Wenentanda. Wenentanda with the basketball. She drives it off, and he's got a tie ball game. Danielle Steffen, that was too easy. Steffen with the two-point basket. 8:21 left to go in the half, and we've got a tie game at 21-all. Now a foul called in the backcourt against Wenentanda. And that is team foul number six. I beg your pardon. I think that's number seven on Midland. Once they got six up on the board very quickly, it appears that is what they say is the case. That's team foul number six on Midland. The first four fouls, or four of the first six fouls they've been called for, have been on shooting situations. Sprock breaks the press herself, passes left side over to Skelhas. Skelhas to Brookice. Dort College with a basketball. They get it down low. Cook. Cook reverses. Skelhas. Three ball. No good. Rebound tapped by Brookice, but she's on the baseline as she makes contact with the basketball. Midland gets the ball back. 7:57 left to go in the first half. Micah Holst will check back into the contest. Jeannie Cook will check out. On the floor for the defenders, Newman, Holst, Sprock, Brookice, and Skelhas. Midland basketball near midcourt. With it is Anderson. Quickly up the floor, they go right side, and Ruprecht will set the offense. Gives it to Steffen, and Steffen's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on Steffen, and the Dort College defenders get the basketball back, tied up 21-21. Bringing the ball up is Sprock. Sprock driving in, lays it up, no good, but a blocking foul called on Steffen. Sprock helps her back to her feet after Steffen gets called for the personal foul. It's number two on Steffen, I believe. Scoreboard's in agreement with me. Brianna Sprock will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. First one no good by Sprock. Now, Sprock is a 67% free throw shooter entering the contest. And if she makes this, she'll be 3-for-4 for the game so far. Need this to unlock the tie. 7:38 left to go in the game in the first half. Second free throw hangs on the rim, won't drop through, and we remain tied at 21-21 after the missed free throws. Pass goes left side, down to the baseline, shot is up, no good, hangs on the rim, rebound taken away by Brookice. Here comes Dort College, quickly up the floor is Skelhas. Skelhas at the free throw line, right side Brookice, three ball, rainbow, no good. Rebound taken away by Holst, Holst, Newman, Newman comes left side. Over to Sprock, Sprock to Skelhas, Skelhas dribbles it off of Moon's foot, Moon tracks it down in the backcourt, now a timeout called as Skelhas gets possession of it. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. 21-21, our score, 7:10 remaining. First half, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, at this point of the afternoon, the student pep band, the dance team, and the cheerleaders almost outnumbering the fans in attendance. Head count. Just a few moments ago, about 100 people in the stands opposite me. Brookice kicks it left side and out of bounds. Last touch by Shelby Ruprecht. My point being, not the size of the crowd, but the size of the student involvement in terms of dance team, drill team, and pep band here this afternoon for the Midland Warriors. About 100 kids involved, the way it looks. Shot on the way, no good by Brookice. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland with the basketball in the backcourt. Kelly Page will throw it in. Page nearly has it swiped away by Skelhas and now goes out of bounds. Last touch by the white team. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College in their road black jerseys, gold numbers trimmed in white. Midland in their white home jerseys, navy numbers trimmed out in orange. Emily Newman to throw the basketball in. So Newman will trigger it. She gets it into Skelhas. Skelhas with it on the right side. Comes over to Sprock. Sprock puts it on the floor hard to the basket. Lob pass over the top to Holst. Holst layup good. Micah Holst with 5 points. And the defenders lead 23-21 on the Holst lay-in. We have a timeout on the floor. It's going to go to Midland. They want to talk things over. Another timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Midland basketball after the timeout. Here come the Warriors. Short jumper in the lane is off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound taken down by Holst, the freshman from Michigan. Quickly up the floor with the basketball. Comes right side. Skip pass by Brookice. Shot no good by Sprunk. Followed by Holst is good. Micah Holst with 7 points as she's rewarded for running the floor hard. She cleaned up the missed shot. Here comes Midland back the other way. Johnson. Jamila Johnson tied up on the play. Jump ball alternating possession. It's Midland basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. 6-10 and counting. First half, three-pointer, top of the key, off the side of the rim, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's wrestled away, and coming down with it is Anderson. Anderson puts it back. She's got 9 points. Stuart College leads 25-23. Skelhausen with the basketball, trying to shed. Jamila Johnson gets a screen from Spront now. Drives right side. Three players around her. Puts it up in traffic. Shot is blocked. Rebound taken away by Midland. Skelhaus gets herself up off of the floor slowly. With the left side is Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Reverses it. Right side Anderson. Shot is blocked by Holst. Rebound Holst. Micah Holst comes down with a rebound on the sideline in front of the Dort College bench. Holst playing as effective a game as she has so far this season, this afternoon. Baseline jumper by Spronk, no good. Rebound cleared out by Midland and Jamie Tramer. Tramer with the basketball. Tramer goes right side, Hislop. Hislop with it on the right wing. Gets it back over to Johnson. Johnson, the floater from the baseline. Tough shot, and she gets it to go. Jamila Johnson. 25-25 our score. 5:08 left to play, first half. Bringing the basketball up is Midland. I beg your pardon, Dort College. Midland on the defense. Skelhaus steps up to the three-point line, thought about it, now fires it over to Brookeis. Brookeis can't hang on to it. Turnover gives the basketball back to Midland. So Midland will be shooting for the lead. They've led once today, 4-2. Early on, they got a bucket. Dort College tied it and then hit a three-pointer at about the 15-minute mark. Since then, Dort College has either been in front or the score has been tied. Midland with the basketball. Had two ties recently at 25 and 21, and Midland can't handle the prosperity of getting the basketball. They turn it right back over. And the Dort College defenders get her over to Cook. Cook gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma to Cook. Cook with it on the right side. Jamie Cook nearly travels with it. High dribble. She kept her hand on top of it. Van Dyke gets it back over to Cook. Cook with the right side. Jelsma. Jelsma shakes away from the defender. Bone, top of the key, three-pointer, rainbow, and there's your pot of gold. Three-point basket by Danelle Bone. Bone with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 28-25 on the high archer. Loose ball on the other end. Micah Holst comes away with it. Here comes Jessica Jelsma. She does not have the numbers. It's 2-on-3. She stops. Sets the offense from the top of the key. Still has her dribble alive. Moon hounding her. Gives right side Holst. Holst to Jelsma. Jelsma somehow gets the shot up on the glass, and it drops through. She's got 4 points. Dort College leads 30-25. An ugly-looking shot, but Jelsma gets it through. Back the other way, Page. Page down to Tramer. Tramer, Moon. Moon, 17-footer. No good. Rebound ripped down by Holst, and she is fouled on the play, and will walk the other way and shoot free throws. Micah Holst will shoot a one and the bonus. One to earn the bonus, I should say. That's team foul number 8 on the Warriors. Dort College leads it 30-25 as they get the scoreboard corrected. They credited the points incorrectly on that last three-point basket. Now they get it shaped up to 30-25. One and one opportunity here for Holst. She's 1-for-2 today, and now 1-for-3. Misses the front end. Here comes Midland. That one was pretty flat out of the hand from Holst. Moon with it. Goes left side over to Page. Page goes left side over to Ruprecht. Ruprecht with the basketball. Moon. Moon fires it into the lane, Tramer. Tramer, right side, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket for Midland and Kelly Page. First three by Page this afternoon. Dort College's lead is 2 at 30-28. Right side pass is Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the wing. Underneath for Cook. And Cook falls out of bounds as she tries to get it, and Kelly Page helps her up. Cook stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Inbounding the basketball will be Midland and Kelly Page. Page to Darian Moon. Moon to Page. Page goes right side Johnson. Johnson right wing. With the basketball is Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht with the basketball. She comes over to Moon. Moon at the top of the key. Moon with the basketball goes over to Page. Page drops it off inside. Loose ball picked up by the defenders. Coming away with it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma gets a screen. Moon stays right with her, though. Pass comes left side over to Spronk. Spronk to Cook. Cook, chicken wing move as she gets the elbow around. Pins her defensive player. Spins it up with the right hand as she wheels through the lane from the left block as you face the basket. And Cook gets the shot to go. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot one as she was fouled in the act of shooting. By the chicken wing, I mean you get that elbow out. You hook the defender. And you're able to spin around her. And Cook, pretty adept at that. Could have been called for an offensive foul on the hold, but once in a while you see it called. More often than not, though, you get away with it. And Cook goes to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped out by Spronk, controlled by Midland. Cook now with 4 points, and the defenders lead 32-28. With it on the right side, Johnson. Johnson tries to fire it back outside, and it's taken away by Skelhaus. Both teams hampered by turnovers this afternoon. It'll be interesting to see the numbers at halftime. Cook with it on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Gives it over to Spronk. We approach the two-minute warning of the first half. With the basketball is Spronk. Tries the crossover move, and Moon takes it away. Coming back the other way, Midland. Shot no good by Moon, but a foul on the play called on Brianna Spronk. For Spronk, that is her first foul. I believe. Well, they don't have her number up on the board right now, so maybe that'll get inserted here in a moment. First free throw is up, no and good. Johnson makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. She's got 3 points. Another free throw try on the way for Johnson. Johnson eyes it and puts it down. Johnson makes them both. She's got 4 points, and the defender lead is 32-30. Bringing the basketball up is Skelhaus. Skelhaus left side to Brookhuis. Brookhuis gives it up to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spins with the left hand off of the glass. Good. Brianna Spronk, 6 first half points. Defenders lead 34-30. All in all, not a bad first half. Let's see if Dort College can close the half out. Strong, 1:34 left to go in the half. Down to the baseline, shot blocked from behind by Cook, but a foul on the play. Cook commits the personal foul. And for Midland, that's Haley Dietrich. Did not anticipate seeing Haley Dietrich play today. He has not been in the regular rotation for Midland so far this season. Try to give you a little bit of information on her. She misses the first free throw. She's got another one coming, misses that one. Brianna Spront comes down with it. So Dietrich misses the free throws. Skelhaus with the basketball. Swing it, top of the key. To Spronk. Spronk goes right side, Brookhuis. Brookhuis, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Dietrich. Dietrich, this is her second game played for Midland. She played 8 minutes in her most recent appearance. Jasmine Skelhaus tries to take a charge on the other end, and she's going to be called for a blocking foul. So Shelby Ruprecht, averaging 3 points per ball game, will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. Dort College is in the double bonus. Midland is in the 1-1, and we've got 61 seconds left to go in this first half. Another free throw on the way for Midland's Ruprecht. She makes one of two. She's now 10-15 for the season. 67% free throw shooter. Dort College's lead holds at 3-34-31. Inbounding is Spront, gets it into Brookhuis. Kayla's been fairly quiet so far today. She's across half court, and she just got across half court, had all 3 points established, had her pivot foot, and she was coming back around and just steps on the blue line at midcourt. Gets called for over and back, and the violation gives the ball back to Midland. Midland with the basketball, Hislop. Hislop down to the baseline, sagging defense by Spronk. Dort College, looks like they're in a zone. matching up with the zone, though, matching up with a man, with a person, and a turnover by Midland. Midland has been hampered by turnovers this entire first half. Dort College leads 34-31 as it's thrown out of bounds by Joel Anderson. Gelhaas to bring the ball up. Gelhaas across half court, picks up her dribble, looks out front, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball on the left wing. Brookice driving in, kicks it out front, straight on 17 feet, no. Decides against it, back over to Skelhaas. 15 on the shot clock, 25 on the game clock. Lob pass down low is Cook. Cook draws the contact, no call made, and now the referee near midcourt makes the call, and Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Cook is 2 for 3 from the free throw line this afternoon. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, and if she makes them, I have a feeling Micah Holst is going to check in for her. First free throw by Cook is good. Situation here where Coach Craig Steensman wants the defense of Holst on the floor for the final 19.2 seconds. You play it possession by possession, especially in conference games. Each possession counts, so you have an opportunity to put the stronger defensive player on the floor. You do it. Free throw by Cook is up and good, so Cook makes them both. It also allows you the opportunity, if the free throws are made, to set up your defense as the play comes to a halt. Endort College will do that with Holst guarding the inbounds pass of Sammy Hislop. Endort College leads 36-31 after the made free throws by Cook. 19.2 seconds remaining in the first half. Midland with it in the basket, in the backcourt. Johnson. Johnson over to Moon. Moon on the right wing. Fires it into the lane. This is Hislop. Hislop lost it. Endort College will have an opportunity here, and now you see the offense for defense as Cook and Van Dyke come into the ballgame. Micah Holst and Robin Blunt check out of the contest. Situational substitutions. You'll see it so much late in ball games. Endort College doing it late in the half here. Ball comes into Skelhaas. She's got to push it into the front court. 8 seconds left. Van Dyke sets a screen, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. Beg your pardon, last touch by Dort. It'll be Midland basketball. 4 seconds remaining. Inbounding the basketball in front of the Midland bench. Hislop, Hislop to Moon. Moon drives in, dumps it off. Shot from the baseline, at the buzzer, no good. And our first half comes to a close. 36-31 our score. Back with the halftime numbers and a recap right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Take a look at how we got arrived at this point. Dort College leading Midland at halftime of this women's basketball game, 36-31. Dort College scored the first 2 points of the ball game. Midland responded with 4 points in a row. Dort College then responded with a 2 and a 3 to get up 7-4. And that's where the Dort College defenders took the lead for good. Midland did come back to tied at 21 with 8:21 left to go in the first half, and we were tied again at 25-25 with 5:08 remaining in the first half. Dort College outscores Midland, though, 11-6 over the final 5:08 as they lead 36-31 at halftime. Dort College is led by Micah Holst with 7 points unofficially, while the Midland Lutheran, the Midland Warriors are topped by Joel Anderson with 9 points in the first half of play. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of all the numbers from the first half. Right after this, you're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR, made possible in part by a grant from People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Halftime numbers look like this from Midland and Fremont, Nebraska. Dort College, 13 of 28 from the floor, 46.4%, 2 of 10 on threes, 20%, 8 of 14 on free throws, 57.1%. For Midland, they're 13 of 27 from the floor, 33.3%. Beg your pardon, 13 of 27 is 48.1%, 2 for 6 on threes, there's your 33.3%. 3 of 7 on free throws, 42.9%. Rebounding, Midland has out-rebounded Dort College 21-14. Midland, though, has committed 14 turnovers, while Dort College has given it up 8 times. Scoring totals, Dort College, led by Micah Holst with 7 points. She's 3 of 3 on field goals, 1 for 3 on free throws. 6 points for Jamie Cook, 1 for 2 from the floor, 4 for 5 on free throws. 6 points for Brianna Sprunk, 2 for 6 and 2 of 4 from the field and free throw line, respectively. Danelle Bone and Jessica Gelsman have 4 points each. Emily Newman and Kara Van Dyke have 2 points, along with Kara Brookice. Beg your pardon, Kayla Brookice. Jasmine Skelhaus, not sure if I mentioned her, with 3 points. Dort College with 36 as a team. For Midland, 10 for Danielle Steffen, 5 for 6 from the floor. 9 points for Joelle Anderson, 4 for 9 from the floor, 1 of 2 on threes. 4 points for Jamilet Johnson. 2 for Jamie Tramer, 2 for Olga Wenentunda, 1 for Shelby Ruprecht, for their total of 31. Rebounds, Midland is topped by Joelle Anderson with 4, Jamie Tramer has 5, 2 for Shelby Ruprecht, and 2 for Danielle Steffen. For Dort College, Micah Holst has 5 rebounds, 3 of them offensive, 2 of them defensive. She's also been credited with 1 blocked shot in 9 minutes of play. 2 rebounds each for Kara Van Dyke and Brianna Sprunk. Dort College with 14 total rebounds, 3 of them credited to the team. Assists, Brianna Sprunk has 4. She also has 2 steals. 2 steals for Kara Van Dyke. 36-31, Dort College in front at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holayerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM.
Have you...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading at halftime of this basketball game, 36-31. Dort College up by 5. We are not quite finished with halftime yet. Midland is out of the locker room, completing their warm-ups for the second half. And the Midland men getting some shots in as well. Some scores from around the conference at halftime. In women's play, Northwestern leads Nebraska Wesleyan 51-31. Dakota Wesleyan over Hastings 37-32. And those are the only in-progress scores that we have at the moment. The conference standings look like this. Heading into play today, Briarcliff is not playing conference basketball this weekend. They played Iowa Wesleyan last night. They are on the road at AIB today. Concordia is 3-0. They face Morningside this afternoon. Morningside is 2-0 in the conference. Hastings is 2-1. They're facing Dakota Wesleyan, and we told you already that at halftime, Dakota Wesleyan's up on Hastings, 37-32. Northwestern up big at halftime, 51-31. Northwestern is 2-2, trying to bounce back from a difficult start for Northwestern thus far. They're playing at home against Nebraska Wesleyan. Sounds like they're on their way to their third win of the conference season. Mount Marty is 1-2. They are hosting Doan, who stands 0-3. And then you've got Dort and Midland playing. Dort 1-2. Midland is 0-3. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. They're located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. 36-31 Dort College by 5. Both teams out of the locker room, warming up for the second half. Back with more after this. One other item of note in terms of Great Plains Athletic Conference sports. The Morningside Mustang football team has advanced on to the national championship game in the NAI. They defeat St. Xavier this afternoon, 47-19 in Sioux City. Morningside is on to the national championship in a couple of weeks. and I believe that is in Rome, Georgia. Van Dyke with the basketball. Turnaround 12-footer is good. Kara Van Dyke with the two-point basket. She's got 4 points, and the defenders lead it 38-31. Biggest lead of the ballgame, Fort Ord College, early coming here early in the second half. Remind you that this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Jamila Johnson passed through the lane. It's taken away by Brianna Spronk, and the Dort College defenders come back the other way with the basketball. They come over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookice. Brookice at the top of the key. Left side pass over to Spronk. Spronk with the ball to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Van Dyke fires it, reverses it over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, right side, Brookice. Brookice tries to feed it underneath to Van Dyke. And the ball is taken away by Joelle Anderson. Long pass into the front court, Ruprecht. Ruprecht on the left elbow. Drops it off inside. Shot no good by Shepard. Pardon me, Tramer. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Midland basketball as they maintain possession of it. Dort College in front. 38-31. We're a little over a minute into the second half of this contest. Midland has the basketball. They feed it down low to Shepard. Shepard, hook shot in the lane, no good. Shepard averaging 14.9 points per game. She's been held scoreless thus far this afternoon. Right side pass, Brookice. Brookice, Spronk, long three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Warriors trailing by seven. Cross-court pass comes over to Anderson. Midland has not shown they can shoot the ball from the outside consistently this afternoon. Johnson with it. Gives it up to Anderson. Actually not even looking for that shot right now. They're trying to force it down low to Tramer. Now they'll step back, cast up a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound is long to Shepard. Shepard, floater at the left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk as she pushed her out. Spronk gives it up, Brookice. Brookice back over to Newman. Newman, wild shot in the lane, good. Newman over the left shoulder with that right-handed half hook on the runner. Dort College leads 40-31, biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. 40-31 our score. Pass goes cross-court over to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson goes right side, Ruprecht. Ruprecht with the ball. Ruprecht gives it up to Tramer. Tramer right side to Johnson. Johnson on the wing. Jamila Johnson. Gives it up, Anderson. Anderson gets her shoulders around Skelhaus, leans it up and down. Anderson with 11 points. He's the lone bright spot for Midland offensively this afternoon so far. With it is Brookice answering back. Hesitation move. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Johnson. Johnson in between the circles. She goes left side over to Anderson. Anderson with it. On the wing to Shepard. Shepard, spinner in the lane. Got it to go, and she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot. Shepard with her first field goal of the day. She's playing with two personal fouls as well. See if Dort College can get her whistled for number three. Michael Hulse back into the contest. Shepard is a 57% free throw shooter entering the contest. Free throw on the way is up, and this one hangs on the rim after rolling around and drops through. Shepard is out. Back in is Danielle Steffen. Dort College with it on the other end. Danielle Bone, three-pointer, got knocked down after the shot. No call made. Rebound taken by Holst, and Holst is fouled on the play. She's fouled on the way back up on the offensive rebound putback attempt. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Micah Holst to the free throw line, where she is 1-for-3 thus far this afternoon. Free throw is up and misses badly. Missed it left off the side of the iron. Another free throw on the way for Holst. Holst 1-for-4 this afternoon. Came in a 36% free throw shooter. This one's up and that one's good. So Micah Holst makes them both. She's got 8 points. And the defenders lead 41-33. Beg your pardon, 41-36. 41-36, Dort College by 5. Forgot to factor in that 3-point play moments ago by the Warriors and Taylor Shepard. Midland has the basketball, working it right side. They feed it down low for Steffen. Steffen lost it out of bounds. Bedour College tapped it before it went out. It will be Midland basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Wenintanda will check the ball in, left side of the lane. Midland with the basketball, trailing by five after trailing by as many as nine moments ago. That was at 40-31. Into the front court quickly with the basketball. Skelhas picks up her dribble, lays it out for Bone. A sloppy pass that time, and the Warriors come away with the basketball. Double dribble called as Jamila Johnson had a player open, and I don't know what she was thinking. She clearly had used a dribble to get possession of the basketball and then gets rung up for the double dribble as she goes to the floor again for another dribble. With it, right side, Skelhas. Skelhas gives it to Holst. A couple of sloppy turnovers by the defenders and Warriors. Micah Holst misses the shot down low, and she is pushed from behind by Shepard. Shepard whistled for a third personal, and those are the kind that will drive coach Matt Fritsch crazy on the Midland bench as Holst clearly had inside position. Shepard is given away about 2 inches on the play, and she had no hopes of getting that rebound, especially by just simply trying to go through the back of Holst, and she gets called for a third personal foul. Right side pass to Holst. Holst tries to feed it down low to Jelsma. Jelsma, posting up, has it tapped away on the entry pass. Midland taps it out of bounds. You appreciate the hustle underneath going for the offensive rebound, but sometimes you've got to pick a different path to the ball. And that time, Shepard didn't do so. Getting called for a third personal with 15:45 left to go in the game. Right side pass Spronk. Spronk underneath Holst, and we've got a hold called on Shepard. Shepard has just picked up number 4. Foul number 4 on Shepard. And she'll have a seat for a while. She leaves with 15:41 left to go in the game. Let's see how long she stays on the bench. Into the lane, Spronk. Spronk with a left hand up, strong, good. Brianna Spronk with 8 points. And the defenders lead 43-36. Both teams have had opportunities to get a little distance. Dort College taking advantage right now. A little bit of breathing room, but answering back. The long pass over the top, and Danielle Steffen has 10. And the defender lead is 43-38. Quickly up the floor, Spronk. Spronk on the left side. Spronk all the way down to the baseline, puts it up with the right hand, can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Midland. Dort College will shoot free throws with Brianna Spronk at the charity stripe. Amy Cook's going to check in, as will Emily Newman. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 Newman used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Also made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Brianna Spronk makes both free throws. The Dort College defenders back in front by 7. Spronk hits double digits. She's got 10 points. Midland has the basketball in the backcourt. Jamila Johnson takes it across. She's got it on the right side. Knuckleball pass over the top. No spin on it. Driving back the other way, and we've got a hip check called on Micah Holst. The shot goes for Joelle Anderson, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Micah Holst gets called for the personal foul. And for Micah, that is, I believe, her second foul. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, though, Midland. And now a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. The tie-up on the offensive rebound off of the free throw. Whittling her way inside was Steffen. She got the offensive rebound on the missed free throw attempt, missed the putback, and then got tied up on the ensuing rebound. Dort College for the basketball. They get it into Jelsma. Midland showing full court pressure. Cook with it in the backcourt. Jamie has it. Three-quarter court. Ball's tapped, controlled by Midland. Midland comes away with a steal on the pressure defense. Dort College leading at 45-40, but Midland has a chance to cut into the lead. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Midland. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Rebound cleared out by Midland again. With it on the right side is Johnson. Johnson to Wenintanda. We've got a foul away from the ball. 43, that is Micah Holst. They still don't have Micah's number up on the board, so I don't know how many fouls she has. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Time out on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now you're now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Well, Micah Holst has picked up two fouls here in the second half, and I don't know if she had one at halftime. She did, so she's got three now. They don't have her number up on the board, so we can't track it against what the official scorekeeper has. Three-pointer is up off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Shovels it off to Bone. Bone over to Jelsma. Jelsma puts up the jumper from eight, no good on the right side, but she's fouled from behind, and that's going to go on Johnson. So Jelsma will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. For Dort College, Micah Holst has 8 points. Jelsma rims out the free throw. She's got another one coming. Brianna Spronk has 10 points to pace the defenders. Joelle Anderson, averaging 11 points per game for Midland, has 13. Wave off the free throw, and they say there was a lane violation. The Dort College will now set up the defense, leading 45-40. That's where we've been stuck for a while now. Bringing the ball up with the left hand. They get it over to Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht to Wenintanda. Wenintanda to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. They feed it down low. Shot is up. No good, but a foul on the play. And the foul is going to go on Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for the personal. So free throws on the way for Tramer. Tramer, a 56% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Kramer's right-handed free throw is up and down. It's a four-point game, 45-41. Dort College has had some opportunities to build some breathing room, have failed to put a little extension on the lead. That was nine. Now it's back to four. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. Kramer with 4 points. And the defenders lead 45-42, and Emily Newman loses it out of bounds. Turnover. Midland gets the ball back. 13:43 remaining. Wenintanda inbounding the basketball to Moon. Moon will take it across half court. That's the half court stripe. She's met there by Brookice. Moon backs it up. A three-pointer ties it. Midland has been content to try and force it down low, though. Moon, shot on the way, is no good. She's called for the double dribble. A double dribble violation against Moon before she could get the shot up. Inbounding the basketball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it ahead to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side to Spronk. Spronk underneath Van Dyke. Double team. Kick out pass back over to Spronk. Open three, no good. Rebound Wenintanda. Wenintanda with a basketball in the backcourt. Wenintanda promptly throws it over the head, and it's through the hands, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Darian Moon. Dort College gets the basketball back. So Dort College with the basketball in front of the scorer's table. Van Dyke will throw it in. She gets it in to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice used up her dribble, in danger of 5 seconds call, and now Spronk unable to track down the high pass, and the two teams are exchanging turnovers right now. 45-42, Dort College down. 13:02 remaining in the contest. Midland has the basketball. Bringing it up is Darian Moon. Moon goes right side, Wenintanda. Wenintanda drives in. Her shot is up on the rim. It's good. Wenintanda with 4 points, And the North College lead is 45-44. Kick pass left side over to Sprunk. Sprunk Van Dyke, open three, her first of the day. No good. Rebound Newman, has it tapped away, but we've got a foul on the play called on Midland. That is team foul number six, I believe, on Midland. Ruprecht is called for the personal. Shelby Ruprecht called for her first personal with 12:35 remaining. Throwing it in will be Newman. Dort College in the bonus from here on out. Ball is tapped away, and we've got a foul on the play called on Midland. And Joelle Anderson trying to get to the loose ball. And Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot the bonus. 12:33 left to play. Kara Van Dyke, a 72% free throw shooter, limited to 4 points so far this afternoon, shooting the 1-1, and it's long no good. Well, some of the leading scorers for Dort College, limited today. Kayla Brookeis, 12.6 points per game average. She's got a pair. Kara Van Dyke, 14.5 points per game. She's got four, and a charging foul called on Wenentanda on the other end. Setting up to take the charge was Brianna Sprunk. Wenentanda whistled for her second personal. Beg your pardon, her third. Dort College comes back the other way. Sprunk. Sprunk drives in with the right hand, lays it up, no good, and Midland can't get out of their own way right now. Jamie Tramer called for the personal foul, her second. Free throws on the way for Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk with 10 points this afternoon. She'll go to the free throw line where she's 4-for-6. Free throw is up. Free throw in and out, no good. Nearly wholesale changes for Midland. I believe four players in and out. Newman checks out. Hulst checks in. On the floor for the defenders is Sprunk, Van Dyke, Hulst, Brookeis, and Skelhas. Sprunk makes one of two free throws. She's got five made free throws out of eight attempts, and the defenders lead by a pair, 46-44. Midland has not led since it was 4-2 in the early going. Pass over the top. Left side it comes. Steffen with it. Three-pointer, top of the key, no good by Darian Moon. And the Dort College defenders get the basketball back. Driving right side with it is Skelhas. Skelhas. Back it goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Hulst. Hulst at the top of the key. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Brookeis. Brookeis, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, turnaround, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's loose. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Midland and a travel violation called on the Warriors. And Danielle Steffen. She had plenty of time. She could have actually let a teammate grab it who was right next to her, but elected to go to the floor to grab it and then rolled over to try and pass it and gets called for the travel violation. Van Dyke in traffic with the left hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Midland. And Kelly Page. It's been pretty tough offensive sledding here in the last 4 or 5 minutes. Left side pass with a basketball. Johnson. Johnson down to the baseline. Pinned. Double team. Gets it away. To Anderson. Anderson gives it up to Page. Page to Anderson. Anderson right side Moon. Moon on the wing. 2-3 zone applied by the defenders. Three-pointer for the lead. No good by Midland. Coming away with a rebound. Long is Brookeis. Brookeis wants to run the floor. Pushes it quickly up the hardwood. Stops at the free throw line. Feeds it underneath Hulst. Hulst layup good. Micah Hulst with 10 points. Dort College leads 48-44. Johnson passes right side. Pardon me, that's Moon. Moon left side over to Johnson. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound long, tip controlled by Hulst. Michael Hulst with the basketball in the backcourt. She gives it away to Brookeis. Brookeis will bring it up. Jessica Jelsma waits at the scorer's table. Topping at the free throw line is Brookeis. Brookeis back out front. Sprunk, and Sprunk nearly travels with it. Sprunk drives in with a left hand, muscles it up, muscles it down. Brianna Sprunk with the two-point basket. She's got 13. And the defenders have scored 5 points in a row. They turn a one-point advantage into a six-point lead. 50-44. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 50-44 with 10:23 remaining in the contest. About what the score was with Dakota Wesleyan at halftime on Wednesday. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall. Member FDIC, and the community. Wesleyan with the basketball on the left elbow. That's Tramer. Trapped. Gets it away. Comes back left wing to Page. Page on the right side. This is Johnson. Johnson to Page. Page fires it right side, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. And the shot clock is reset inadvertently, and they will get it back to 10 seconds. So Midland, Danielle Steffen, will inbound the basketball, gets it to Jamila Johnson. Johnson on the left wing, fires it back outside, and a travel called on the Warriors and Sammy Hislop. So North Calvert gets the ball back. Defenders lead at 50-44 and a chance to build on the lead, up by six at the midpoint of the second half. Jelsma passes right side over to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk gives it up to Brookice. Brookice wraparound pass. Hulse too strong. No good from the left side. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball after Dort College missed on the opportunity to go up eight. A little too strong on the short shot was Micah Hulse. Pass goes left side over to Hislop. Hislop with it left corner. Dort College trying to even their conference record at 2-2. Midland going for their first win of the conference season in four tries. Three-pointer at the end of the shot clock. No good. Rattles out. Rebound down on the floor. Picked up by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma driving with the left hand. Gets around the defensive player. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulse. Hulse tries to get it back outside. And now a tie-up on the play. Jump ball alternating possession. This time the arrow points to Midland. Midland has been without Taylor Shepherd since the 15:41 mark. She's been on the bench with four personals. Danelle Bone checks into the contest. Checking out is Kayla Brookice. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Bone, Spronk, Van Dyke, Hulst, and Jelsma. Midland with the basketball, Ruprecht. Pass goes underneath. Shot no good by Sammy Hislop. But a foul on the play. Hislop will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So free throws on the way for Hislop. Free throw by Hislop is up, no good. She's got another one on the way. Hislop, a 67% free throw shooter. That's an odd routine at the free throw line. She misses the second one, but drives in, gets the layup off the offensive rebound, and that'll drive a coach crazy. The shooter gets the offensive rebound and then makes the layup. Spronk driving the other way, lays it up, lays it down. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. She's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Well, Hislop at the free throw line, two dribbles in front of her, then she turns almost at a 90-degree angle, takes a dribble, and then turns back to the basket and shoots it. Didn't work for her that last time at the free throw line. Dort College answering back with a three-point play by Brianna Spronk, and a carry called on Midland on the other end. Jamila Johnson turns it over, and the Dort College defenders lead at 53-46, growing the lead to 7. They've led by as many as 9 here in the second half. This one far from over, though. 8:36 remaining in the contest. With the basketball, coming across the timeline is Jelsma. Jelsma on the right wing. Nothing there. Goes right side. Over to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke bodied out on the floor, and coming over on the help defense is Hislop. Hislop picks the pocket, drives in with a left-hand cut. Hislop with 4 points. Dort College leads 53-48. Jelsma with the basketball. Tripped up on the play. Regains her footing. Picks up her dribble. Lob pass down low. Van Dyke. Van Dyke. Little hook shot in the lane. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Hislop. Hislop has the ball stripped away. Hulse comes up with a loose ball. Passes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma will reset the offense. Jelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken away by Midland. North College not shooting the ball well here in this half, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Midland basketball. Beg your pardon, North College basketball this time. Spronk and Hulst getting down on the floor to force the tie-up. Jamie Cook's going to check into the ball game. North College leading by 5, 53-48. North College is in the double bonus as well from the in terms of fouls. Midland is over the 10-foul limit. Newman checks into the ball game. They get it into Bone. Bone has it swiped away, and it's off of her knee and out of bounds. So North College turns it over. Here come the Warriors with the basketball. Driving in with the left hand, shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders and Newman. Newman hands it back over to Skelhaus, but not before Newman falls out of bounds. They whistle her for being out of play. So another turnover by the defenders. Both teams hampered by turnovers this afternoon. Free throws, inbounding from the lane is Johnson. Johnson gives it up to Hislop. Hislop, layup attempt, partially blocked by Cook. Here comes North College. Spronk up the floor. Spronk driving in, splits the defense. She hits the floor hard, and she's going to pick herself up off of the floor slowly. She'll shoot two free throws. Brianna Spronk with 14. Ruprecht whistled for the personal. It's foul number three on Ruprecht. York College has one more foul to give before Midland is in the bonus. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Spronk. He's got another one coming. One and Tonda back into the game. Midland will send another player to the bench. That's Kelly Page. Page checking in. Ruprecht checks out. Free throw on the way. This one's up and good. Spronk makes them both. She is now 8 of 11 from the free throw line, 72% today. So she's helping her free throw average or her free throw percentage. 1-3-1 zone applied here by the defenders. Under 7 minutes left to play in the contest. Midland has the basketball. They drop it off underneath, and the two-point basket is up and good for Joelle Anderson. Anderson with 15 points, and the defender lead is 5 again, 55-50. Jamie Cook, spin move in the lane. Her shot too strong, no good. Rebound, Newman. Newman is pushed out of bounds, but they don't call it. They call her for being out of bounds. And the North College defenders get the basketball, turn the ball over. And Midland will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Midland will inbound the ball. Jamila Johnson will take it up. Johnson in between the circles. She goes left side over to Wenentonda. Wenentonda gives it up Anderson. Anderson on the right side to Jamila Johnson. Three-pointer is up and good. Three-point basket by Page. Her second three of the day. Third of the day for Midland. And the North College lead is 255-253. With the basketball right side is Skelhaus. Skelhaus picked up her dribble. They switch on the defense. Comes back right side, Spronk. 15 to shoot. 6 minutes left to go in the game. Spronk splits the defense. Kicks it Newman. Newman, Skelhaus answering three. Yes. Three-point basket for Jasmine Skelhaus, her second of the day. She's averaging right at 7 points per contest. She's got six. And the defenders lead 58-53 as the two teams exchange three-point baskets. Kelly Page has it right side. They give it up, and Micah Hulst is called for the personal foul. Taylor Shepherd will go to the free throw line. So with 5:39 left to go in the game, Shepherd is back on the floor, and she is playing with four personals. Right side of the lane, Kelly Page will inbound the basketball. She gets the ball inbounded to Shepherd. Shepherd swings it back to Johnson. Underneath Shepherd. Shepherd puts it up. She's fouled on the play, and Micah Hulst has just fouled out of the ballgame, possibly. I thought she fouled out. Unless she didn't get called for that last foul. That is her fifth, and they finally notify the officials. So Micah Hulst will foul out of the contest with 10 points. Jamie Cook will check into the contest. 58-53. Well, they never got Micah Hulst up on the board, so you never knew how many fouls she was picking up. We were keeping the tally up here, obviously, but we're a long ways from the scorer's table, and you never know if you're in agreement. And now holding foul called in the backcourt against Wenintanda, and Skelhaus will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Skelhaus will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, and we're going to shoot some free throws here in the final 5:30. Dort College is in the double bonus. Midland is in the regular bonus. First free throw by Skelhaus is good. Dort College leads at 59-55. And now it's 60-54. The Dort College by half a dozen. Midland with the basketball. Both teams have plenty of timeouts remaining. Dort has three. Midland has four. Right side pass to Anderson. Anderson down on the block. Uses up her dribble, comes back over to Wenintanda. Wenintanda, spin move into the lane, loses it, picked up by Van Dyke. Van Dyke, hot potatoes it, right side back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it up against Wenintanda. Wenintanda gives on the defense. Here's Van Dyke over to Cook. Dort College playing with a 6-point lead. Spronk with it on the block. Comes back over to Cook. Cook with it, left wing. And Cook goes to the spin move, and it's swiped away by Kelly Page. Pass ahead to Wenintanda, layup good. She's got 6 points. The Dort College lead is 60-56. 4:40 left to play in the game. Brooke Ice with the basketball. She goes left side over to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk's going to be called for traveling. Got a little rock step going in, and she gets called for the travel violation. And the Dort College defenders turn it over. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Brought to Boers and Agent, 712-737-6000. Anderson with the basketball. She goes over to Kelly Page. Right side layup is good, and just like that, Midland has cut what was a 9-point lead in the second half down to two at 60-58. Skelhaus goes right side over to Spronk. Dort College playing with a 2-point advantage. Bone into traffic. Tied up. No. Gets it back outside to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice back over to Bone. Dort College needs a bucket. Right side Brookice. Brookice uses up her dribble. Gets it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup. Good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kelly Page on the help defense. Late arriving to the party, and Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line now to try and complete the 3-point play. She's got 6 points, and she'll try to extend the lead back to five. 62-58, pending the 3-point play opportunity with a free throw. Free throw on the way by Van Dyke is off the heel, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Spronk, and Dort College can reset it. Spronk with the basketball, gets it back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke drives baseline, layup, too strong, no good. Right side, right hand, left side. She got baseline, tough angle, but she kicked it too hard off of the glass. And on the ensuing rebound, we have a foul called on the defenders, and we'll walk the other way and shoot the 1-1 with Midland. Joelle Anderson will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. That's team foul number 8 on the defenders. Free throw on the way for Joelle Anderson, who's 0-for-1 from the charity stripe. She misses another free throw attempt. She's 0-for-2, and the lead stays at 4, 62-58. 3:30 and counting ball game with a basketball. Skelhaus driving in, double-teamed, has it swiped away, and it's off of her hip and out of bounds. When this one's all said and done and the two teams, two coaches have opportunities to look back at this ball game, they are going to shake their heads at the opportunities that they have had. Dort College leads 62-58, but Midland is just hanging around long enough to give themselves a chance here in the final minutes. Ball's tapped away. It's down on the floor. Yet another jump ball possibly, and it will be. Jump ball, alternating possession. It is Midland basketball. Bone and Brookice able to get down on the floor and tie it up. Midland gets the basketball back. Inbounding will be Kelly Page. Page to Johnson. Johnson puts it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Left side it comes. Van Dyke. Van Dyke. Brookice. Three-pointer. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Spronk. She wants to bring it back out. Nearly travels with it. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it. Under 3 minutes left to go in this battle. North College leading by 462-58. Van Dyke with it, puts it on the floor, tries to pass it off. It's tapped and taken away by Wenintanda. Here comes Wenintanda up the floor. Pass over the top, and they threw it away. Turnover, Midland. Taylor Shepherd unable to reel in the pass by Wenintanda. She'll check out of the ballgame. Tramer checks in. The North College gets the ball back. 2:41 left to play in regulation. Midland sends another player into the contest. They get the ball inbounded. Spronk has it in the backcourt. Brianna brings it up. Three players around her looking for someone to pass to, and we've got a foul called in the backcourt on Johnson. Jamila Johnson whistled for the personal. That's her third. 62-58, our score. So free throws on the way for Spronk. First one off the heel, no good. North College has shot 16 free throws in the second half. They've missed seven of them. Making that one is Spronk, though. So Spronk makes one of two on that trip to the charity stripe. And the defenders lead 63-58, 2:28 left to go in the game. Midland with the basketball. Warriors have it. They go right side to Wenintanda. Wenintanda on the right wing. She's called for double dribble. Yet another turnover. My goodness, neither team taking care of the basketball this afternoon. They have had missed opportunities. Now, Midland has more unforced turnovers, I would say. North College has turned it over where they've been trying to press the issue. Skelhaus with the basketball with the right hand. She's at the top of the key, comes back right side. Goes back over to Spronk. 2:10 remaining. Comes back Spronk on the drive, and we've got a push from behind. Spronk is shoved into Joelle Anderson, and Spronk will go to the free throw line for yet another pair of free throws. Spronk by herself today. This will be her 14th and 15th free throw shot. She's made all but four of them. Makes that one. Another free throw on the way for Spronk. I believe she's got 21 points. Well, beg your pardon, 20 points for Spronk. Second free throw on the way for Spronk is up and good. So Spronk makes them both. She shot 11 free throws here in the second half. She's 9 for 11 in the second half. 11 for 15 for the ballgame. North College leads 65-58, a three-possession ballgame right now. 1:55 left to go in the game. Left side pass Johnson. Johnson down to the baseline. Her floater from 10, no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Anderson. Anderson spins it up. Shot is no good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul called on Dort College. Going to the free throw line will be Anderson. She is 0 for 2. She's missed the front end of a 1-1. She'll shoot a pair here, and it's double bonus time for both teams from here on out. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Anderson now with 18 points. 9 in the first half, another 9 here in the second half. She leads Midland. In fact, she is the only player. Well, she and Stephen are in double figures. Second free throw is up. This one's short, no good. Rebound taken away by Bowen in the middle of the lane after it bounces. Coming up with the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the left hand across half court. North College trying for their fifth win in 11 starts today. 1:37 left to go in the game. North College by 6, 65-59. At midcourt, Spronk is fouled again. Brianna Spronk fouled yet again. She'll shoot another pair of free throws. Well, it's time to start checking records. How many free throws in a game attempted is the record for Dort College women's basketball? We'll see if we can track that down. First free throw by Spronk, no good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw by Spronk is up, and that one's good. So Spronk makes another free throw. She's got 22. That's a game-high 22 points. Stuart College leads 66-59. That's a big free throw. Makes it a 7-point difference and a 3-possession contest minimum. Driving with the right hand from the left side. The shot is good for Anderson. Anderson now with 20 points. And the Midland Warriors call the timeout. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Dort College has led since the early going. It was a 2-point ball game, a 2-point lead for Midland at 4-2, and that was their only lead of the contest. Dort College tied it and took the lead on a 3-point basket, making it 7-4. And since then, the Dort College defenders have led. Midland tied it twice in the first half at 21 and 25. Dort College has led by as many as 9 in the second half. That was at 40-31. Midland has cut the lead down to as close as 1. That was at 45-44. A 4-point run, though, by the defenders made it 50-44. And the Dort College defenders right now maintaining that 5-point lead at 66-61. Well, the record for free throws attempted was set by Faye Wildstra versus Dana back in 1984 with 18. Right now, Spronk is at 17. Spronk in the backcourt. Trapped. Gets through on the dribble. And we've got a foul, and she's going to break the record. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Now, the most free throws made. Don't know if I have that readily available to me. Most free throws made, 13. Free throw by Spronk is good. That's her 18th free throw shot, according to my count. Now, of course, this is unofficial until we get the stats post-game. Second free throw by Spronk is up and good. So Spronk makes both free throws. 14 for 18 from the free throw line, so she has just set the record for free throws made and free throws attempted. I should say 15 for 19 from the free throw line. Dort College with a 7-point lead at 68-61, and now a foul on the other end, and Dort College can't handle the prosperity. They commit a foul. Midland has an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Jamila Johnson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Brianna Spronk with a season-high 24 points. She's closing in on 800 points for her career as well. First free throw is no good by Jamila Johnson. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up, and that one nestles through. She's got 5 points, and the defender lead is 68-62. Dort College trying to inbound the basketball, and we've got a 5 seconds call on the defenders. Coach Craig Steensma was calling for a timeout. Buried the K on the back end of the three referee rotation, doesn't award it to him. And Midland gets the ball in the 5 seconds call. Turnover by the defenders. Shepherd. They get it to Shepherd. Shepherd working on Van Dyke. Spin in the lane. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Van Dyke. And that might be it for Van Dyke. And she will foul out of the contest with her fifth foul. This one far from over. 49.1 seconds remaining. Dort College still maintaining a 6-point lead. Kara Van Dyke fouls out with 6 points. She is the second post player lost to fouls for the defenders. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Taylor Shepherd. Shepherd with 4 points, well short of her season average, 68-63, North College by 5. Another free throw, that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk gathers it in, gives it back over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis for the basketball. Brookhuis comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus at midcourt. Midland has to commit a foul. I don't agree with this strategy. 5-point difference. North College with the basketball. They get it back over to Brookhuis. 30 seconds left on the game clock. Brookhuis now fouled on the play. And if you're going to do that, if you're going to commit the foul anyhow, give yourself some time. They let 22 seconds run off of the shot clock before committing the foul. And now North College will go to the free throw line with Kayla Brookhuis shooting two. And these are a pair of big ones as she can make it a 3-possession ball game again. 26.6 seconds left. Now the clock becomes an ally for the defenders. First free throw is up. No good for Brookhuis. Another one on the way. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second free throw by Brookhuis is up and good. Brookhuis makes one of two. She's got 3 points, and the defenders lead 69-63. So a 6-point lead for the defenders. Timeout on the floor. Charge to North College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Driving layup attempt by Midland, no good. Tie up on the rebound, Jamie Tramer and Brianna Spronk. After the missed layup attempt by Midland, North College with a 6-point lead. Midland went for a quick 2-point basket, trailing by 6 with 18.1 seconds remaining. And now the defenders get the ball inbounded, and Spronk's in the backcourt, and she's fouled on the play, and Brianna Spronk will shoot yet another pair of free throws. Spronk was 2-for-4 on free throws in the first half. Here in the second half, she is 12-for-15 so far, and she's shooting two more here. Here's the 20th free throw attempt of the day for Spronk, no good. She can make it a 3-possession ball game here with a made free throw. And the free throw on the way for Spronk is up and down. So Spronk makes one of two. She has now attempted 21 free throws and has made 15 of them. The other way, shot no good by Johnson. Johnson gets her own rebound back, shot no good. 5 seconds left. North College is going to win this one. 3-pointer is up, no good. And that's the ball game. Our final score, North College 70, Midland 63. North College wins their second game of the conference season, while the Midland Warriors fall to 0-4 and 3-6. North College 5-6 overall. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders prevail in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball this afternoon, 70-63. The Dort College defenders take advantage of 40 free throw attempts. They make 25 of them. Brianna Spronk by herself, 15 of 21, setting a pair of individual records for free throws made and free throws shot in a contest by a Dort College women's basketball player, shattering a record that was set back in 1984. The Dort College wins by a final of 70-63. Dort College trailed 4-2 early in the contest, tied it up at the 15:07 mark at 4-4, tied again at 21. And again at 25 with 5:08 remaining in the first half. North College outscored Midland 11-6 to make it 36-31 at halftime. In the second half, North College built up a 9-point lead at 40-31. Midland fought back, though, to make it 45-44. And the defenders hang on to win as Midland cut the lead down to 2 on two more occasions at 55-53 and 60-58. Ford College goes on to win 70-63. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at all the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The North College Defenders hold on to win 70-63, a game that they felt like they were in control of most of the way, but a game they weren't able to put away until the closing minutes. Dort College today, 21 of 52 from the floor, 40.4%. 3 of 17 on threes, 17.6%. 25 of 40 from the free throw line, 62.5%. For Midland, 25 of 59 from the floor, 42.4%. 3 of 15 on three-pointers, 20%. 10 of 22 on free throws, 45.5%. Midland out-rebounds Dort College, 43-36. Turnovers, Midland 26, Dort College 19. Dort College had 11 steals. Midland had 8. Dort College was led by Brianna Sprongs, 25 points. She also had 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. She was a school record 15 of 21 from the free throw line. She breaks a record held by Faye Wildstra for free throws attempted. Previous record was 18. She had 21. Previous record for made free throws was 13, held by Mary DeWard in a game against Central. And you've got to go back quite a ways for that one. As I take a look at it, that was set against Central back in 1976. So a couple of long-standing records broken by Brianna Sprunk this afternoon from the charity stripe. She had 25 points. Micah Holst added 10. 8 for Jasmine Skelhaus, 6 for Kira Van Dyke. 6 for Jamie Cook, 4 each for Jessica Gelsma, Danelle Bone, and Emily Newman. For Midland, 20 points for Joelle Anderson, 12 for Danielle Steppen, 5 points for Taylor Shepard and Jamila Johnson, 6 for Olga Wanantanda, 4 for Sammy Hislop, 1 for Shelby Ruprecht for their total of 63 rebounds. Jamie Tramer had 10, 8 for Joelle Anderson. No one else with more than 4 for Midland. For Dort College, Spronk had 8. Micah Holst had 9. 6 offensive and 3 defensive. Kara Van Dyke had 5 rebounds. Steals, Kara Van Dyke had 3. Brianna Spronk had 3. Micah Holst had 3 in 18 minutes of play before fouling out. Shelby Ruprecht and Kelly Page had 2 steals each. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensman has made his way out of the locker room, and we will talk with him now for his post-game comments. And Coach Steensman, second half, Midland kept following you.
Yes, it did.
And you kept making enough free throws to hold them off. Got within 2 a few times, but never really felt like you were losing control of the basketball game.
No, I felt like we did a good job of being aggressive and attacking, and you know, Brianna Sprunk did an excellent job of taking the ball to the basket. You know, now, I just felt like we didn't make any free throws. It seemed like when you're coaching and points, it gets closer and closer. It seems like we missed a lot more than 15 of them. But, 25 for 40, 40 is a great number, but 60%, you know, that's okay. Very proud of our bench. Got great minutes from Jessica Delsma, Danelle Boone, and Micah Hulse. Jamie Cook had 6 points. Micah had, you know, a bunch of rebounds and points and blocks. So I was very happy with the productivity of our bench because, starters-wise, we didn't shoot the ball very well. I didn't think, like, Kayla and Jasmine Skelhaus and Kara Van Dyke probably didn't have as good of games as what they were used to. And so when your starters are, you know, not producing, it's great to have a bench that can really produce a lot of points and gives you some energy. So we would not have won that game, you know, without a strong bench.
In the second half, you lose 2 players to fouls. You end up with Micah Holst fouling out of the contest. Kara Van Dyke also fouled out of the contest. But talk a little bit about the job that your post players did defensively against Taylor Shepard. She didn't score her first point of the game until the second half, and she ends up with 5, and that's about 10 below her average.
Yeah, you know, Mike, Taylor Shepard had a struggle of a day today, but I thought that Micah Halston, and particularly Micah and Brianna, did a great job against her. And, you know, they followed exactly the game plan of what we wanted them to do. So I give those young ladies a lot of credit because, you know, she's a dominant player when she can attack you on her left side. And we did a good job taking that away and coming with help and you know, maybe we learned a lesson a little bit on Wednesday night, I think. We've had a couple excellent practices, and it was a determined effort. You know, Midland fought back, and really wasn't over till I thought, you know, we made free throws with 16 seconds left.
You're 2-2 now in the conference. Talk about the importance of going on the road. I alluded to it during my pregame show or the pregame talk, in the fact that if you want to crack into the top 5 and 6, you hate to put too much emphasis on one game when it's a 20-game schedule, but the reality is those wins are so hard to come by against top teams. If you want to crack the top 5 or 6, this almost becomes a must-win situation.
Yeah, Mike, you've described it very well. And I probably put too much pressure on every single game, but you want to win Wednesday night, you know, and we had to have this game, we felt like, because it's a road game where we're 1-2, and we want to desperately want to get to 2-2 so that we have a chance to, you know, break into that top 5 or 6, get to the national tournament. You know, that's a goal of this team, so we're going to have to fight, scrap and claw every single night. And you know, the Mount Marty game was one we could have maybe had.
Yep.
And the Dakota Weston one was one. But you can't look back. You just have to look at the next one. And I say this a lot to you, Mike, but it's really a lot of one-game seasons. You know, we have to do our best to win today and hope we have enough points at the end of the day.
Taking a look at the stat or the scores from around the conference. Now, Concordia and Morningside won't play until late. Mount Marty beat Doan 70-55. Northwestern beat up on Nebraska Wesleyan 103-61. Dakota Wesleyan handled Hastings at the Corn Palace 65-53. Now, we're not going to go into any deep meanings for those contests, but the most important thing at this point is Northwestern next on the schedule, 3-2. They seem to be playing pretty well right now, but you get them at home back at the DeWitt, and we'll see what happens.
Right. You know, that's one we have to have. If we want to be in the top five, we have to be above 500, and so that's kind of that must-win that you talked about. We got to get that game, and, you know, they are playing very, very well right now, but that one's at our place, so, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, I'll let you go. Have a safe trip back to Sioux Center. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I believe we have gone through all of the numbers for you in this one, and we'll be turning the page to men's basketball. Let's recap again those scores from women's basketball as we wrap up this portion of the Wireless World postgame wrap. It was Dort over Midland, 70-63. Midland 0-4 in the league now. Dort College, 2-2. Dakota Wesleyan, 65. Hastings, 53. For Dakota Wesleyan, they improved to 2-1. Hastings falls to 2-2. Northwestern is now 3-2. They get a victory over Nebraska Wesleyan, 103-61. So Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 0-3. And it was Mount Marty getting a win over Doan, 70-55. Mount Marty is now 2-2, and the Doan Tigers fall to 0-4. So already we are starting to see some separation in terms of the bottom three teams in the conference right now. Winless are Nebraska Wesleyan, Doan, and Midland. We've got a slug of teams at 2-2. They are Hastings, Mount Marty, and Dort. With one loss is Dakota Wesleyan, Northwestern a game above 500 at 3-2. And then you've got the unbeatens right now. Briarcliff not playing in the conference, or not playing conference action today. They're outside of the conference. Concordia and Morningside, one of those teams will fall from the ranks of the unbeaten when they meet tonight in Morningside. That is a late start due to the Morningside Mustang football team hosting a playoff game this afternoon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. We'll be back with a look at the men's pregame right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.